Our mission here on the Sports Free Agent Podcast is to connect people with their first or next opportunity within the sports industry. We challenge the normal. Think of this as the new resume, a podcast episode which provides insight into individuals on their values, their experiences, and insight into who they really are. We challenge the normal way of doing a job search and hiring process. We're building a database to showcase your next future star employee on our website at www.sportsasajob.com. We flip the roles, so no longer do people get lost in the search, but they get found. Welcome to the Sports Free Agent Podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Sports Free Agent Podcast. I have another guest for all of you listening right now. So if you could please introduce yourself to everybody listening.
Hi, my name is Amanda Brawley. I'm from Sterling, Virginia. I got my bachelor's in community programs for Americans with disabilities, the adapted physical activity track from Slippery Rock University. I'm currently a graduate student at American Public University, getting my degree in athletic development management. Currently, as a job, I am working with the local youth hockey program. I am a U18A assistant coach, and then I work with our local special hockey team to I do team management, assistant coach, mentor coordinator, tournament coordinator, basically all the stuff that goes on with hockey there.
I mean, that's a lengthy title. I mean, you got lengthy title for what you're doing now. Your degree was a lengthy title. So explain to me your undergraduate studies, you know, what that major was, but more importantly, you know, what it is you learned during your studies there.
So I had a really good program at Slippery Rock. A lot of my professors did a lot with adapted physical activity. So working with like Best Buddies, Special Olympics, stuff that are outside of the schools. We had a program called ARC that we worked with people who were outside of the school system. So people basically age 21 and above. We had multiple disabilities from people in wheelchairs to people with autism. And we were basically teaching them fitness once to twice a week.
Okay. So that's, I mean, that's an interesting, again, that's something I've never heard about. Now, how much does that play into kind of what you want to do with your sports career? Does that, you know, what exactly, I guess, if you could explain to everybody what it is you want to do in the sports industry?
Yeah, so I want to go into community relations, and I really think it had helped me because I've been involved in Special Olympics my whole life. My younger brother has autism, so it kind of helped shape who I am today. With the degree, it kind of took it to another level. I had a meeting with the people from the Pens Foundation yesterday, and they said that they're doing a lot of making of deck hockey places where people can go, like people with wheelchairs could go and play hockey. So I thought that was a really neat idea that I hope that wherever I'm at, I can implement that in some way.
Yeah, and it just seems that with all these different foundations and all this work that you're talking about, I mean, it really shows that sports is more than just a simple game. It goes beyond that. So what's your, I mean, why do you love sports so much, and what does sports mean to you?
Well, my dad got me into hockey when I was really little. If you've ever seen the movie Slapshot, that's basically where I saw my first game. My dad was a ECHL minor league referee. So whenever I got the chance, I was always going to the rink with them. And basically it kind of shaped who I was. I was playing everywhere, anywhere I could. Like, my dad would drive me thousands of miles for me to play. And it was just being on a team, it's been fun, you know. And like, even coaching now, like, we, since the season has ended, we've done like Zoom call meetings, and like all of my kids are graduating, so they have they've been doing like senior spotlights for everybody, and I try like not to cry every time, but because it's going to be different next year with only two of our kids returning. So
you talked about a little bit right there about how this whole pandemic and quarantine is kind of adjusted things. You're doing Zoom meetings and things such as that. As far as yourself individually, you know, what are certain things you're doing to really progress professionally and personally? You know, what actions are you taking? Are you networking? Are you doing different things? Explain what it is you're doing right now.
Yeah, so I'm doing a lot of networking. I've been on a lot of Zoom calls with a lot of different people from the industry, like different things like marketing and other places that I wouldn't see myself in, but it's good to like learn beside my schooling classes. So
before we got into this call, you were talking about you'll be graduating in August. How does that make you feel, and what are you expecting, I guess, after you graduate?
It feels kind of weird that I'm not actually walking across the stage, but I have a plan. My university, a lot of our students are military, so they have like a little packet that they can send you that will allow you to do like a little mini graduation, which would be really nice because my grandma is 95 years old and can't really like walk anywhere. So I think it would be really cool for her to like see me actually graduate. Hopefully after that, I'll be getting a job, or I've been looking into some PhD programs to see if I want to get my doctorate.
What? And that's an interesting route. Again, I don't think there's many people that go that PhD route. Why is that something that you've been taking a look at?
I just love learning about the industry and learning new things. I just want to fill my brain with everything that at least like I have unique experiences that I want to teach other people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Definitely. I think, you know, one of the different things I tell people is that no matter what your goals are, there's no set path to get there. Now, what, Amanda, what are your strengths, you would say? What are your top three strengths, you would say?
I'm really personable. I work in the schools normally, and I love being around the kids, so I have to be kind of energetic with them. So, and I really love to adapt to things. Being in the schools, like I said, and working with disabled people, it's kind of like you have to learn to adapt on the fly because you never know what's going to happen. We've had things at hockey where like one kid has gotten injured and another kid freaks out, or when the 2011 earthquake hit in Virginia, we were actually at hockey camp, and the Washington Capitals arena is actually on the 8th floor of a mall, so we could feel it. And all of our kids started freaking out, and we had to go outside, and we were trying to figure out, they hadn't, like, nobody on the ice felt it, but we were outside, all my kids crying because somebody stole his iPod, and it was just one of those things that you kind of have to, like, be quick on your feet.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, especially in the sports industry, like kind of what you're saying, we never know what's going to happen. I mean, there's so many different surprises and different left turns that we have to have that skill of being able to be quick on our feet and adaptable. One of my favorite questions to ask people that come onto this podcast is 10 years from now, Amanda, you know, if you could envision yourself doing something, what would it be?
Funny thing is my dad likes to ask me that all the time, but he'll be like, what's your 5-year plan? For 10 years, I would probably want to work somewhere in USA Hockey with their disabled part. I really love, the sled hockey team, and I've seen a lot of them, get to speak. I heard Josh Paul speak the Level 5 symposium a few years ago. And so I would want to go either coach them or work at least in management somehow with them.
Definitely. Now, for everybody listening, whether a hiring manager or they just want to connect with you, it's important we let them know how they can get in touch with you. Where can they find you, Amanda, on all the different social media platforms?
So my main one is Twitter. It's at @abrawley42. And then you can just email me at abrawley@verizon.net.
There you go. That's how you get in touch with her, and that is how you connect with her. And everybody out there, whether you're a hiring manager or you're looking for your first or next opportunity, visit us at www.sportsasajob.com. And like we always say, we want people to get found in the search and not lost.